What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of The Quick Hits, our up-to-date news in the world of travel and points and miles, and up-to-date at least as of this recording. So I have a lot of things to talk about today on The Quick Hits, going to try to be very succinct, but I'm going to start with something that usually I end with, which is, you know, the thank you to the community. But I'm going to start with that because I think this was super exciting last week for a lot of reasons. So if you didn't catch last week's Quick Hits, I advise you to go back because we talked about Built, but not the confusing what's happening, what's going on, all the different things. I'm not trying to unpack all of that because none of us really know what's going on, and you have to have a PhD or work at Built or be Richard Kerr to understand what's going on there. But what we talked about is how you can get basically 5x points per dollar spent for the first 5 days you have the card, up to a max of 50,000 points. And that's something that I think it was Valerie in our community had mentioned in our WhatsApp community chat. And the process to do so, I talked about on the last Quick Hit. So go back and check that out if you haven't already. But a lot of people jumped on that. And a lot of people in our community was able to get that added to their account, so that now when they get their Built Palladium card, they now have an opportunity basically to get an additional 50,000 points. Well, technically, I guess it's 40,000 points, but basically 5x points per dollar spent on up to $10,000 of spend in the first 5 days. So that's huge. And a lot of people were like, oh my God, I love this community so much. But I had to give a shout out to Raj Patil, and Raj, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, because Raj said in the group, who after he did this himself also, he said, I've been in points and miles since 1999, and this by far is one of the best group of peeps I've been a part of. Thank y'all. And especially DeAndre for fearlessly stating his mind and being here truly for us and not another agenda. And that statement right there fired me up so much. That's why I'm starting this Quick Hits with that. And I joked and said I'm going to put that on a billboard somewhere. I don't have or own a billboard, but if I did, I'd want to put that on there. So I'm putting it on the one platform I do have, which is the podcast. But I want to say the reason why it fired me up so much is because I truly, really do this for you guys. I really enjoy what I do. This is very similar, the feeling I get of like wanting to run through a wall for my clients in the financial planning world when they say, hey, thank you so much for being there for myself or for my family, helping us get to retirement, helping us put our kids through college, making sure we have enough life insurance, all the different things that I do on a day-to-day basis. That same level of satisfaction I do to a high degree because of the thank yous that I get and really just the enjoyment of connecting with the people I serve. And to get that in this world in the travel and points and miles, which, as I'm sure many of you know, can get a little grimy, a little sticky, and the communities are not always helpful and friendly and such, it means a lot. I will get into the Quick Hits because I know you're not here for me to be all sappy, but I'm going to come back to talk a few things about how I basically kind of run the back end here for the podcast and Boldly Go and those type of things, because he made a great statement of like being here for us and not another agenda, and that's really, really true, and there's some points to that I want to talk about, but I'm going to hit you with the things that you're actually here for first, and then we'll come back to that a little bit later. So speaking of Built, they've confirmed that for this upcoming rent cycle, you do not need to make 5 purchases on the Built MasterCard to earn points on your rent. If you have pending points at the conversion over to these new cardless cards, that 5 transaction requirement is going to be waived for the month of February. So if you do have a Built card already and you're concerned about that, that's just something to know. Now, for rent day itself, for February 1st, if you're not familiar, if you're new to the Built world like me, I've always heard of rent day, but I'd literally never had a Built account before, so it didn't really matter to me. But I'm excited that now be a part of it because I did apply for the Built Palladium card. I won't have it for this rent day, and I also don't have rent. I have a mortgage, so we'll see if they change the name of this. But anyway, rent day especially is where you usually get some massive transfer bonus to some brand, and the amount of your transfer bonus usually goes between 25% to 100%. Yes, 100% transfer bonus, depending on your level with Built. I believe with the Palladium card, you get Built Gold status automatically, at least all the way through, I believe it's end of next year. And so with the transfer bonus, if you were Gold, you would get a 75% transfer bonus. And this one for February 1st is for Accor. which I think is really interesting because the core points have a fixed value, which is really interesting. So even at the lowest tier, you're effectively getting around 2 cents per point if you are just a basic built blue level. And that's a really effective and solid floor for built points, especially because we don't know how future transfer bonuses are going to work in the future. And that other piece is that this is the last chance to earn double points on rent day for existing built MasterCard holders, which is where you can get basically 2x if it was a 1x category or 6x if it was a 3x category, capped at 1,000 bonus points for that day specifically. It looks like this is going to be the last chance there if you are a built holder. Moving on, if you stay at Hyatt Houses or Hyatt Studios, I think this is going to be something that you're going to want to know about, and that's that World of Hyatt just opened registration for a new promo where you're going to earn 5,000 bonus Hyatt points when you stay 5 or more consecutive nights at Hyatt House or Hyatt Studio properties. And this runs all the way through December 31st of this year. And the best part is that it works on both paid stays and award stays. So you can actually earn this bonus multiple times up to a maximum of 50,000 bonus points as long as each stay is 5 nights or more. Now, I know this is really, you know, definitely aimed at extended stays, but I think there's an interesting kind of math here for some points nerds. And I know Frequent Miler pointed some of this out on their site specifically, but basically, if you can find an off-peak Category 1 Hyatt house, 5 nights would normally cost 17,500 points. But with that 5,000-point bonus, that net cost drops to 12,500 points total, or about 2,500 points per night. So that's a really, really great way to get a steal of stays, or nights I should say, for very, very little points, especially if, you know, there's plenty of Hyatt places and Hyatt houses in places around like theme parks and other places all over the country. Now, one important nuance here is that this is per stay, not per 5-night block. So if you have an 11-night stay, that's only going to get you one 5K bonus. So if you are trying to mattress run or stack and rush to get elite nights or something like that, you may want to actually split the stays. You just want to make sure you're paying attention to different cancellation properties. Now, I'm not one to really focus on new card welcome offers because there's so many new card welcome offers that are happening all the time. But there is one that I really like because I highlighted this a couple of years ago. I used it myself, or we should use it, I should say, and we got some great rewards from it last year that we've talked on the show a lot. And that's specifically for the IHG One Rewards Premier credit card. And the offer for it now is 175,000 IHG points after spending 5K in the first 3 months. And that is tied for the highest points offer we've ever seen on this card. And that's only been beaten before by a free night certificate promo they've had in the past that's not active right now. What I mentioned before about talking about it is that we got this card in 2024, this same offer, which was January of 2024, specifically because we knew we wanted to book a stay at the Kimpton Grand Roatan at some point, which we did last year. We did a full episode on that property. It was an amazing property. Basically, 4 of our nights that we stayed there were completely covered by the points we earned with the sign-up bonus with this card, and it was a beautiful, beautiful property. What I really like about this card is it only has a $99 annual fee, but it's one of those fees that's pretty easy to justify because every year you get an anniversary free night certificate that's worth up to 40,000 points, and you can actually top that off with extra points to book higher priced hotels. So between that and when you have this card, you get platinum status with IHG automatically. And so when you have platinum status, you get the 4th night free when you book with points. So that's actually what we did in Roatan. We booked 3 nights with points, got the 4th night free. So this is a really easy card just to keep, and it's almost a no-brainer to have it long-term. So just as a reminder, I don't have affiliate links. I got rid of all of those over a year ago. So really, it's just our personal referral cards. I think we might have a referral card for this. I got to check with my wife because that's actually in her name. So if we have one, you'll see it in the show notes. So if you want to get this card, feel free to use our link, or you can just go online, Google search it, whatever it may be. Again, I don't do this for the rewards or for commissions on credit cards or anything like that. But this one is a card that you don't hear talked about a lot, but I really find a lot of value in it. And I really see this as a card that we're planning to just keep long term as long as the annual benefits keep outweighing the fee, because that free night certificate is worth way more than the $99 fee that it costs each year, plus the other benefits that we get. You're probably already aware of this, but for those who aren't, Emirates is continuing its war on points and miles travelers like us. And unfortunately, Qantas is the latest casualty. They just announced a set of negative changes for anyone trying to book Emirates first class using their Qantas points. First, basically already effective immediately, you can't book Emirates first class for kids under 9 years old. So that's already done. But next, starting February 18th of 2026, you'll need Qantas Silver status or higher just to book an Emirates First Class award. And then the biggest one is that starting March 31st of this year, Emirates award prices booked through Qantas are going up across the board, with most of their award redemptions increasing by around 20%. So a good example here is you've probably heard of the very popular Fifth Freedom flight, which is from New York to Milan. That's a flight that many, many people have taken literally just to fly Emirates first and say they've done it. That currently costs 123,000 Qantas points one way in first class. And come March 31st, that's going up to 147,800 points just for the one way. So over 24,000 point increase for the same exact flight. Now, I can't say that any of this is shocking, because Emirates has just been basically hitting us left and right and tightening access to their program all over the place. They've been raising surcharges, restricting transfers, and they clearly are prioritizing their own elites over partner program members and points enthusiasts overall. So kind of the last one standing for right now, at least, is you can still book Emirates First Class through Air Canada Aeroplan or Japan Airlines Mileage Bank, but availability is extremely limited, and it seems like these are likely going to be cut very, very soon as well. I would say that realistically, if Emirates First Class is on your bucket list, you still have two other options there. So one is building up Emirates Skywards points some other method. You can get instant silver status via one of their credit cards, or the route that I even used myself, this was how we flew Emirates first a couple years ago, was by actually booking business class and then going up to the counter and seeing if they have first class availability and upgrading there on the spot, transferring your Amex points over or whatever it may be on the spot and getting that transfer in. So recently in our WhatsApp community, there was some discussion regarding how underrated mobile passport control is. And I haven't used it personally since I've had global entry for almost a decade now, but I think it's worth mentioning a bit about if you're not familiar with it, because it did spark some really great conversation, which is that, in case you're not familiar, essentially mobile passport control, I should say, is a free service that lets you skip the longest customs lines without paying that same global entry fee or doing an interview or anything like that. Now, realistically, if you're in the points and miles world for a while, you probably have 10 cards that give you global entry, so you're probably not worried about that fee too much, but not everyone does have global entry. So all you have to do is download the app, enter your info, take a quick selfie, and once you land, you head to a designated mobile passport lane, which is usually much shorter than the standard passport control line. So it isn't quite as fast as global entry, but it's way faster than the regular lanes, and again, just to note, it's completely free. And just so you know, mobile passport control works for U.S. citizens, green card holders, Canadians visiting on a B1 or B2 visa, and travelers from visa waiver countries who visited the U.S. before. And you can actually do it through 35 different U.S. international airports, plus different places that have the pre-clearance, like in Toronto, Dublin, and etc. I think the most underrated perk that I found pretty surprising is that you can submit up to 12 family members on one phone, which makes this pretty amazing for families traveling together. Now, one piece of news out of Europe that I am super excited about is related to London Heathrow Airport. And I'm excited because if you would ask me, what is one airport in the world that you would avoid like the plague? It would be Heathrow. I've never had a good experience in Heathrow. They have had the strictest liquid baggage requirement I've ever seen, where they make you actually have to have all of your liquids fit into basically a small sandwich Ziploc pouch. Doesn't matter what business class you're flying, status, TSA, pre-check, global entry. Yes, I know those are U.S. things, but you get my picture. Doesn't matter who you are, you have to have all your liquids fit into this tiny plastic envelope-sized bag. And they're so strict about it, it's insane. Well, they've officially scrapped their carry-on liquids limit altogether. That means no more 100 millimeter rule, which is essentially the same as the 3.4 ounces or whatever we have here in the States. You can now bring full-size liquids, whether that's shampoo, water, sunscreen, straight through security, and you don't have to take them out of your bag. Even better, you also don't have to remove large electronics like laptops, which has been a problem there as well. I remember I had to take all my drones out, my cameras. It was such a pain going through Heathrow. And this applies across all terminals, which is a pretty big deal given how busy Heathrow is for the connections between US and Europe. So this change has actually been years in the making and is thanks to upgraded security scanning technology. So it's now the largest airport in the world to fully roll this out. And airport leadership says it's going to save millions of single-use plastic bags every year because of the fact that they force you to literally fit everything in a bag if you don't already have one. So I think this one is amazing. Now, yes, when you fly through Heathrow, the taxes and fees and surcharges for points bookings are higher than other places. That was really not the deterrent for me. It was literally the security line, which is why I never wanted to go through Heathrow and was annoyed anytime I've ever been through Heathrow. Now, I would say the follow-up question is, will the U.S. do the same? I know the idea has been floated. The TSA says that the end of it's with liquids law is not around the corner anytime soon. But hey, they got rid of taking off your shoes last year, so we'll see what happens. That's it for most of the news in the world of points and miles. A couple of quick notes. There are two conferences I want you to be aware of that are coming up. One where I will be speaking at, and the other I will just be attending, but I'm excited to go to. So the one that we'll be attending, I put this in the WhatsApp community chat in the announcements main kind of thread, but this is the brand new Points Travel Festival Toronto 2026. So if you ever heard of Chicago Seminars, that's a very famous Points and Miles, very small conference. I think it's probably one of the longest running Points and Miles specific conferences that have been out there. That's actually going to be in October this year, and I will be there. I'm actually speaking at that. But they've rebranded to the Chicago Points Travel Festival. Well, they are doing their first ever Points Travel Festival Toronto, which is going to be April 17th and 18th of this year. I bought my ticket. I bought my flights. I will be there. I will be there just to mix and mingle, learn some new things, and just have a good time. So if any of you listeners are going to be there, please make sure to let me know. I will probably set up in the Boldly Go chat, a conference meetup separate chat for anyone that's going to conferences and those type of things, or if they want to meet in person. But I'd love to meet, have a drink, whatever it may be, with any and all of you listeners that are going to be at that conference or any conference that I'm attending. The other one is the Pediatric CEO Intensive 2026 conference, which is at the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear, Alabama. Now, why would I suggest that you come to this? Well, this one's going to be for all of my physician listeners. I know we have a lot of those in the medical field that are listen to our show. Specifically, if you're in the pediatric field and you own your practice, whether you're a solo practitioner of a small practice or a multi-partnered practitioner of a very large practice, this is a very special conference for those who own their medical practice and they get into decision-making and finances and all sorts of things. Well, the reason why I will be there is twofold. I'm giving two presentations. Actually, I think it's three. Two are on points and miles specifically, so where points and miles fit in for medical providers and doctors. And then the second is going to be kind of a financial planning 201 level talk with the owners of these companies. So I mentioned that if you're interested in attending, there is a coupon code. It's COKE10. So my last name, COKE, C-O-K-E, and then the number 10 with it. And it looks like it's going to be a fantastic time, and I hope to bring a lot of value in person. So if you are a physician, especially in the pediatric world, I highly, highly encourage you to look into this conference. We'll put a link to it in the show notes as well. We'll put a link to both conferences in the show notes because the one in Toronto, I know is selling out fast. When I bought my tickets, there were only about 100 tickets left. So I expect this one's going to sell out. It's not a huge conference by any means, but a great kind of great way to network and meet other Points and Miles enthusiasts for sure. So those are all the points I wanted to get to in today's quick hits. I know this was a lot. I wanted to end with what I mentioned at the beginning when I talked about doing this without an agenda of my own, and that is the truth. So if you ever wonder, hey, you know, why do I take the time to put out all this information on Points and Miles and all those different things, I truly do love it. I say that because I spend most of my days inundated and in the weeds talking through tax strategy, financial planning, market stuff, all sorts of things. And I love that. I really enjoy it. And like I mentioned, I really love the connection and work I do with clients. I've had clients that I've had for over a decade. I've seen their kids grow up, all sorts of things. And I started this career really, really young. I started as a financial advisor when I was 22 years old. About to be 37 this year, so I've had a pretty good run with it. But it's been really cool to create something that's completely separate from the financial side, but allows me to use my analytical mind. Now, one of the things that you would be surprised of if you were I think any business owner would be surprised of is the cost to produce the podcast and the content we put out and all that is a complete like negative drain for me. I don't make really any money from the show at all. Yes, you hear the ad runs and those type of things, but basically that barely covers the bills to keep the lights on for the show at all. So I don't do it because I'm making a ton of money from doing it. I literally do it for the enjoyment and seeing a community grow, and I have a lot of fun with it. I don't gatekeep information. I don't charge for there to be a community chat or anything like that. I have not asked for donations or a Patreon or anything like that. And I don't have any problem with those people who do, because obviously, you know, everyone has to support and feed their families in different ways and all that fun stuff. I absolutely enjoy it. If this thing grows to be too big and I can't really control it without having to do something from a monetization standpoint, we'll see what happens there. We have had some really great opportunities from the travels that we do, the drone work, photography, videography, some of the other stuff I do, working with brands that has been helpful and fun. And from a business owner standpoint, there's some really cool tax advantages there I'll throw out there as well, which is helpful. But yes, there is no agenda here. I'm not doing this because anyone's pushing me to promote cards or benefits or anything like that for you. Yes, we have sponsored ads that run on the show, but again, that doesn't even pay for putting out essentially up to 8 episodes a month. If you look at the weekly full episodes and then the weekly quick hits, I do this because I really enjoy it. It takes a lot of time out of my day, or out of my week, I should say, to kind of keep the content going. But I love the thought of building something that's not tied to my financial planning world. So I figured I'd throw that out there. Please never think that I'm ever pushing or promoting something because I've got some agenda behind it. I don't. I truly, truly, truly enjoy just building a community and seeing my phone blow up because people are talking points, they're asking questions. And if you've been hesitant to join either our Facebook group, our newsletter, or a WhatsApp community chat, I encourage you to do so. It's such a fantastic place. I have had people reach out and ask how they can be supportive of the show and the podcast and the content that we put out. I've even had people that have offered and said they'd be willing to pay to be in the WhatsApp community, you know, $5-$10 a month, something like that. I don't plan to do anything like that, at least for the foreseeable future. I think if, you know, things get out of hand and gets a little too big, we can figure that out later on. But I'll say this, if you do want to support the show, what I would sincerely appreciate is just to engage with our content. So if you haven't already, leave a like, a rating, a review, follow us on Instagram, just give a like to every post that we put up, whether you actually look at it or not, our YouTube videos, a like, a comment, those type of things. The engagement aspect helps us get more out there and can allows us to continue to grow and keeps me fired up as well. But again, at the end of the day, I just want to be able to put good content out there and continue to impact lives. And this way, it's travel as opposed to financial planning, but I think we can still do some really incredible things.
So with that, I won't continue to ramble anymore. I've talked enough. I hope each and every one of you has a fantastic weekend, fantastic week. For those of you who are like me in the Virginia mid-Atlantic, we're supposed to get more snow. So hope you stay warm. I know it's cold kind of all over the country. So hope you stay warm. And anyone that's out of the country traveling, I hope you enjoy your travels. And as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.